You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Somebody's very happy waking up this morning. Jer, what's the word?
Yeah, we can finally put the Powerball jackpot to bed now. One ticket sold in Maryland for the Powerball drawing matched all six balls. Somebody is claiming $731 million. This is all according to the Powerball website. Fourth largest Powerball jackpot in the lottery's history. Now, nobody has come forward yet and physically claimed the prize.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're probably wide awake, laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, going, oh my God, now what? if they opted for the cash, it's $546 million. Boom.
Holy crap.
I know, man. Can you imagine?
No, it's hard to wrap your brain around that. Although, I think you and I are the same way. I would go forever before I went in and claimed it.
I would set
everything up first, you know, set up my escape to get, you know, out of the country for a month to hide and, find the attorneys and
get the moat builders ready.
Yeah. I think so. Because they do say the people who win these big jackpots are inundated with people from everywhere. Not just friends and family members beating them up for cash, but every nonprofit goes after them, you know, for donations. And it's just,
well, you'll have enough to go around, I guess, if that happens.
Right.
Still no winner for the Mega Millions. Now, it is going to be an estimated $970 million for Friday's drawing.
So basically $1 billion.
Basically $1 billion.
You become a billionaire.
Like overnight. That's insane, too.
Although I guess technically you wouldn't become a billionaire because there's, again, the cash amount is less and then they take taxes out. So you might only end up with like a...
So the cash option is $716 million on that one. So what? You get...
Let me do some math.
Beep, boop, bop, boop.
What are we thinking? They'd get like 58% of that or something?
Maybe. I think it's a little bit more.
Let's say about 400, between 400 and 450 million. So you'd be a half a billionaire. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, just sit on it for a while and let it grow.
Exactly.
So kudos to Maryland this morning.
Yeah. And to the little store or big store that sold it because they get a nice little payday too.
They do. Yeah.
That's cool. Speaking of money, I've been fighting with a university regarding in-state versus out-of-state tuition. And yesterday, four different phone calls with four different people. Hmm. It's the funniest thing. Since we moved, we did our time. We put in a year to be legal residents so that now tuition is in-state tuition.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I found a new racket. It's universities who make you jump through 5,000 hoops to prove you live somewhere.
Really?
Because they know if you give up in frustration, they just pocket more money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time since I have done research on how to go to small claims court.
Yeah.
And I am this close.
Really?
I have provided 7 pieces of documentation that I live where I live and I have for a year,
mm-hmm.
and it's still not good enough.
Really?
Yeah.
What
and
else
it's
do
getting
they
to
want?
The point that it's ridiculous.
It's like, come visit the house.
Here's the funniest thing of all. Zoe has been going to that school for a year. So a year ago, her butt was in a seat in a classroom, and they are not accepting that as proof that she has lived here for a year.
Wow.
It's,
that's
one, you know,
nutty.
What it's like trying to fight, you know, customer service or something like that,
yeah.
and being on hold.
But now fighting a big college.
That and having to talk to the state regarding, you know, tax documents and everything. I have never seen anything like it.
That sounds horrible.
I know. And that's part of my day. So it's one of those things we were, in a way, kind of laughing about how anyone who's ever had to call, whether it's customer service or, you know, do the old I need to speak to your manager thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it.
What additional.
If you're not careful, it can eat at your soul.
What additional documents do they need above and beyond
question.
7 documents?
Good question.
What else is there?
And again, Jeremy, the fact that they acknowledge that she has been in class for a year
I guess they could say, though, that she was staying at a friend's.
Flew in every day?
Yeah, flew in. Yeah. I guess there's some sort of argument there, but.
You know where it was left last night?
Did you smash the phone on the.
A guy sent an email back at about 8:30 last night saying, yeah, I'll go talk to my supervisor tomorrow and see.
Sure.
And that's what you need, a supervisor? What a racket.
She should just drop out.